Mesechtes Bab Metzia, Daf Chav Dalad, 9 lines on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that stated, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Imer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar stated, Kol Kli Ampriya in Chayv L'Hachriz, that if someone founds a Kli Ampriya, which the Gemara will define as a brand new Keli, then you do not have a responsibility to announce it, and you could keep it. And our Gemara begins and asks, My Ampriya, what is the definition of Ampriya? And our Rabbi Huda Meshmuel, Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel, Kelim Chadoshim Shalei Savas and Ayin, that we're talking about brand new Kelim, where a person eye is not used to it, and therefore he doesn't have a simon, as generally when you have a kli for a while, there would be a simon, but this kli is so new that the owner would not have a simon, and Rashi says, And the Gemara continues and asks, Hechi dami, what are we referring to? If this keli has a simon, who cares that the owner doesn't have it a long time, and he doesn't actually know the kli so well, but there's an actual simon, and therefore certainly the owner knows about the simon, and he can give a simon, and therefore you should have to return it. And the Gemara continues that from Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel, it's mashma that if there would be a svia sa'ayin, then you would have to return it. And the Gemara is idulasbu simon, if there is no simon on this item, kisavasan ayin my have. So why would we say that a person that finds it has to announce it? As even if the owner would now come and claim that he recognizes keli and therefore it's his, then we don't have to believe him because he doesn't have a simon, and therefore certainly he was miayish, and certainly you should not have to return it. And the Gemara explains lo ilum. Less blue simon, that really we're talking about a case that this new item did not have a simon, and therefore, if this kli is so new that's lois of us an ayin, that you don't have to return it. And nafkamina la du le tsurim rabbanim betfias eina. However, there would still be a nafkamina, as if a young talmud chacham would come and say that I recognize this item even though I don't have a simon. Then the Mishnah teaches us that by kelim chadoshim shelois of us an ayin, that even a tsurim rabbanim would not be believed. However, if the kli is a bit older and therefore the owner would have been savas an ayin, then the tsurim rabbanim would be believed, and you would have to give it back, as the Gemara says, Savasana Ayin Kimle Begavayu, Umadrinale, that if the Tzurim Rabbanon actually has Svias Ayin and actually recognizes the Kli, then we would trust the Tzurim Rabbanon, and therefore we would have to return it to the Tzurim Rabbanon. And that's why if you find a Kli Chodesh where it was Savasana Ayin, then you have to announce it, as maybe a Tzurim Rabbanon would come and he will say that he actually recognizes his Kli and he will be believed. However, Kidle Savasana Ayin, like Kimle Begavayu, Veloy Madrinale. However, Abshim Ben Lazda teaches us in the Mishnah that if you have a brand new keli that the owner would not yet have comfort and know that this is his keli, then even if a Tzurim Rabbanon would come and claim that it's his, we would not trust him. And therefore, when someone finds a kli chodesh leis savas an ayin, the din is that in chayv lahachriz. And the Gemara continues and brings a memra from Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel themselves, that the Amr Rabbi Huda Mishmuel bahani tlas mili avidu Rabbanon de mishane b'malayu, as regarding these three things, it is normal and acceptable for the Rabbanon to change their words and to say something which is not exactly the truth, and some agree. To Mishani b'dibrayu, and the three things are b'mesechta over purya over ashpiza, and we will explain this in a moment. And the Gemara continues on nafchavdal rav and my nafkamina, and what's the nafkamina as to the rabbanon being able to lie and be able to say something which is not true regarding these three things. As on mazutra ladu le avidta b'tfias ena, would you have to return an aveda to a tzurim rabbanon and to a talmud chacham if he claims that this item belongs to him and he claims they recognize this item even though there is no simon on this kli, and therefore iyadina. If we know that this Talmud Chacham is only Mishani b'dibure b'mesechta v'puri over shpiza, then we would believe him and we would return the aveda to him. However, v'im Mishani b'mili achrina loy madrinle, if we know that this is Tzurim Rabbanon would change things and wouldn't say the truth regarding other things, then we would not return it to him, as we would not believe him that he's makir this item b'tfias eina. And Rashi on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Beis explains b'mesechta yesh b'yadcha b'mesechta pleni sedur b'gir soy lav. If someone is a Talmud Chacham, if he's makir and if he knows a specific mesechta, and even though he does know it, he should say no. And the reason he could do so is because of midas hanavah, it's a midah of hanavah. And Taisus is from Taima that the Gemara in Mesechta's Kedushin states that the pasuk says v'shinantam shiyu divrei toyer mechudadim v'ficha shem yishalcha adam after gamgem v'taymaloi ela emaloi miyad. And therefore, how can you say that you could tell someone I don't know a mesechta v'yishloim medahinu dafka ba'adam habal lishol dinay ra or lislamid? That is only referring to a person that comes to a Talmud Chacham and asks him a din or a hira or a psak or to learn, and therefore you have to teach him. Aval hachash shabol nasaysay im yidei. If someone just comes to test you, if you know or not, mutar l'shanes v'loy meloy lamati zeh. Rashi continues b'puria shimashtu mitascha. If someone asks if you had tashra mita yoy melav or midastiasi, then you should say you didn't. And the reason why you could be mishana is because it's midastiasi. And Taisus is bothered with this pshat of Rashi as ein regila sheishalu kipirish Rashi im shimish mitasay. It doesn't make sense that someone will go and ask this question to someone, and therefore he doesn't like Pshat and Rashi. Ella, he says, in Balkari Haya, if you were Balkari, Vilei Bala Beis HaMedrash, and you didn't come to Beis HaMedrash, Vishalu, and they asked him, Lama Leba, why didn't you come to Beis HaMedrash today? Yishana V'yayimah, Shechoy Lohaya, so then he should change and say that I was sick, or Shat Oinus, Iloi, or he should claim that another Oinus happened. And Taisus brings another scenario, Inami Shalu, Shechatal Mitazu, if someone asks if you slept on this bed, so would Serber Abundant should not say that he slept on this bed, Pen Yura, Barkari, Viascana, as maybe they'll find Kerry on the bed, and it'll be embarrassing for him. And finally, Rashi at the top of Daf Chavdal and Aleph explains, Bushpiza, Shalu al Hashpizai, Im Kiblu, Besave upon him Yafais, if someone asks about a host, if he was Mikabal his guest, Besave upon him Yafais, and if he took very good care of him, Yoy Marloi, then he should say no, as Mida Taivahi, it's a Mida Taivah to do so, Kadesh Laikbutsu, Bai Bene Adam, Shainu Mugadam, Lovely Tamad Love, Viyichlus Mamainai, as if he tells him that he's an excellent host, then it'll cause all type of undesirable people to go to this host, and that will cause him to lose all his money, and therefore it's better to say that he wasn't a good host. And Taisus at the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Beis points out Vim Taima Vamunim Brachis that we learned to Masechtas Brachis Oyrch Toiv Oyma Kol Mashar Torach Balabayis Loitorach El Bishvili, and therefore you see that he should say good things about the Balabayis and about a host. Veishloim the Hasim Ayir Bein Bidei Adam Uganim, that over there we're talking about speaking about his host by people that are proper people. Vahachav Bein Bidei Adam Sheinim Uganim, over here we're talking about undesirable people. And why is it that over here we also didn't list that you're allowed to be Mishana because of Daki Sholim, as the Gemara states in Masechta Zivamis, Mishum the Haninami, Mishum Daki Sholimain, Virgil Yosim Achim, Lahochi Nokanani, as really these are three examples of Mpay Daki Sholim, Ayin and Taisvis. The Gemara continues with the story, Mazutra Chasida, ignorantly costed the Kaspa Meshbiza. When Mazutra Chasida was a guest by someone's house, a silver cup was stolen from the host, Chazal Huba Beirav, the Mashiyad, Vinoga Beglimi de Chavre, and Mazutra Chasida saw that there was a Tamil Chacham that was washing his hands, and then he dried his hands on the beged of his friend. And Oman Mazutra stated, Hainu Hai, that this must be the Ganev, at the Leichbis Leamayn al Chavre, that we see that this person is not careful with his friend's possessions, and therefore, Kafte Va'ide, in Rashi Masechtas Kedushin, translates this as Hechrichu, that he forced him to tell him, and he admitted to the fact that he stole this silver cup. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down two Pshatim, either that Mazutra Chasida tied this person onto a beam, and then he hit him, and that caused him to admit, V'yesh Mefarshim Kafte Bidvarim Shinadu Im Lo Yoida Emes, that he put him in Chirim until he told the truth. And the Mefarshim explained that the reason why Agamara brings down this story at this point is to tell us that even if you have a Tzorim Rabbanon that is careful and only is Mishana by Masechta Bepuri Uvashpiza, but if we see him doing things which are not proper, then we would not consider him a Tzorim Rabbanon, and we can be Choshish that he's a Gazlan. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisu, Moidu Rab Shimon Loza, Bekim Chadoshin, Shesavathon Ayin, Shechayv Lachriz, that although Rab Shimon Loza stated by Kim Chadoshin, Shaloisavat and Ayin, that you're not Chayv Lachriz, and you could keep it. However, if they are brand new Kalim, but the person that lost it must have had Svias Ayin, then there's an obligation to announce, as potentially a Tzorim Rabbanon could come and claim that he has the Tfias Ayin, and therefore he'll be able to keep it. Ve'ilahim Kim Chadoshin, Shaloisavat and Ayin, and what are examples of new Kalim that there's no Svias Ayin, Shaini Chayv Lachriz, in which case Rab Shimon Ben Elazar stated that you don't have to return it. Could go in Badi Machta Bitsinarius, for example, if someone found a branch where it was standard to go and place needles and spinning forks onto that branch, and it was similar to a keyring where it held many needles and many spinning forks. And similarly, Machrez Shal Kadamis, if you had strings of axes, then once again, if they're Kelim Chadoshim, then there's not going to be Svias Ayin, and therefore you don't have to return it. And some explain that the reason why these things don't have Svias Ayin is because these items are very small, and therefore a person won't have Svias Ayin on these items. And the Taisus Rid explains that the reason why there's no Svias Ayin is because these items were not made for general usage, and the reason why some won't have it was generally to resell them. As he states, the lavlish tashmish kaimi el l'skira v'kimlon she'in leben simin v'loy tfias ayin, and since there's no simin and no tfias ayin, therefore you could keep it. However, if someone finds a larger item, then the likelihood is that even though it's a new item, there will still be tfias ayin, as either since it's a large item, therefore someone recognizes it that much faster, or like the Taisus Rid said, that's not something that's going to be resold, and therefore a person does have tfias ayin. And the Gemara continues, kol elu shamru, all these things that we said that you don't have to return, emesai mutarin, when is it mutav, is matcha matzon, echad echad, that is in the scenario when you only found one ring of these needles, or these machredes shal kadoimis. However, avu matzon shnayim shayim, if you found two rings together, chayiv lahachriz, then since we previously stated that minyan is a simin, therefore you'd be chayiv lahachriz. The Mefarshim explained that why don't we say that the number of needles, or the number of tenarius, or the number of axes should be a simin, and they explained that there was a standard amount of needles and tenarius and axes that used to be threaded onto one string and onto one bad or a keyring. Therefore, the number of items could not be the simon, and the only time that we consider that there must be a simon is if it found multiple keyrings, and therefore a person could come and say that I lost two badim or three badim, and that itself would be a simon, as minyan have a simon. The Gemara now asks, my body, what is this body? And we explained already, shuchi, that they're actually rods that were made of wood. They would be used to hold these machten and scenarios. And Rashi explains that shuchi is referring to hanafim shel ilan, branches of a tree, and therefore the Gemara asks, by my karle body, so why do we call these rings badim? And the Gemara says, David tolu beimidi bad karle, anything that holds something else is called a bad, just like a branch of a tree holds onto its roots. Here also, this kli held onto the machten and scenarios, and the Ravid states, my body shuchi, you say that it's a mismarish, and the Shita explains, and our Gemara continues, and we will be gurus like the Gra, like we say in Mesechta Sukkah, the din of Aravis, that there's a machlekes as to the type of branch that has to be used on Hashanah Rabbah, and one man holds that you only need one leaf that's attached to one branch, and that would suffice for the Aravah on Hashanah Rabbah. The Gemara now goes back to the Braisa, and Rav Shimon Elazar would state, "Hamatzu benari umenadoyv umenanama umenabadlus umenzuta shaliyam umshalusa shanar hamitzu b'satriu plati gedolu v'chol makom sharab mitzuyim sham harei ilushloim mepri shabayil misayishemhen." Rav Shimon Elazar also stated that if someone saves something from a lion or from a bear or from a leopard or from a hyena, and Rashi brings down that some explain that's talking about a polecat or from the tide of the sea or from a flooded river. Similarly, if someone finds something that was on a public highway or in a public square and in any place that there's many people that gather there, then you could keep it because the bailim were miayish, and therefore it's considered hefka, and the person that finds it could keep it. And Rashi states, v'chol mokim sharab mitzuyin sham v'afil dovi sheish by simin, and even if that item has a simin, the bailim will still be miayish. Rashi misech the Shabbos on that vav states, hamitzi b'tzartya misila shahochim ba me'il le'ir, it's referring to a highway that goes from one city to another city, and therefore there are many people that travel on it. Uplatya is rechav shalir, it's the center of the city, shesham miskaps and schayra, that people gather there in order to sell wares, and once again there are many people that would be there. The Gemara now continues, we had the following five shaylas, and as we will see, that according to some, Rashi doesn't seem to be gurus the third question, and therefore there will only be four questions. But the Gemara shayla is, kikam Rav Shimon Elazar brave kananim, that when did Rav Shimon Elazar state that if you find something in an area where there are many people, then you don't have to return it? That's because they're brave kananim, and therefore anyone that loses something will believe that a goy will pick it up, and therefore he will know that they're not going to return it, and therefore he's miyayish. But if there were Rav Yisrael in that area, then certainly you would not be able to keep it, as he won't be miayish. Or did Rav Shimon Elazar state his din even when there were Rav Yisrael? And the reason is because since there are some goyim and there are also Yisraelim that weren't careful with the mitzvah Shabbos Avedah, therefore a person will be miayish, as since there are many people there, so therefore a person won't be so embarrassed to go and take something. But if it would be in an area where there are less people, then a person would be able to backtrack and find out who was there, and therefore a person wouldn't necessarily take it. Therefore, the owner would not be miayish. And the Gemara continues with the second shaila. Im tim salim afilu b'Rav Yisrael nami oma. And if you're going to say that Rav Shimon Elazar even stated his din by Rav Yisrael, and the din is that you could keep that item, so pligi rabbanan leo loy pligi. Would we say that rabbanan are chiluk on this din of Rav Shimon Elazar, or maybe they're actually moided to this din of Rav Shimon Elazar? And the Gemara continues with the third shaila. Im tim salim pligi. And if you're going to say that rabbanan are chiluk on Rav Shimon Elazar, but Rav Yisrael vade pligi, certainly in a case with his Rav Yisrael, then the rabbanan would be chiluk on Rav Shimon Elazar and would say they have to return it, as the owner would not be miayish, but Rav Kanan and pligi loy pligi, but it would still be a shayla if the rabbanan would be chaylik on Rav Shimon Elazar, even in a case with his Rav Kananim, and even over there they would say that you would have to return it. The intim salim pligi, and the fourth shayla is that if you're going to say the rabbanan chaylik on Rav Shimon Elazar, I feel the Rav Kananim, and even in a case with his Rav Kananim, halach kamaisa in halach kamaisa, do we pass like Rav Shimon Elazar, or do we not pass like Rav Shimon Elazar? And finally, number five, intim salim halach kamaisa, if we're going to say the halach follows Rav Shimon Elazar, dafka brave kananim, maybe we would say that we only follow Rav Shimon Elazar in a case with his brave kananim, or yafila brave Yisrael, or do we say that even in a case with his brave Yisrael, we would still follow the psak of Shimon Elazar, and we would say that you don't have to return it? And ayin in Rashi dibe maskal pligi rabban leah, where Rashi says b'tabayu, and therefore the Rishonim explained that Rashi doesn't seem to be gurus the next question, which is the third question of Gemara, as the Gemara already knew that once rabbanah are going to be chaylik on Rav Shimon Elazar, that certainly the chaylik on both cases, and the even chaylik in a case of Rav Kananim. And in Taisa Diva Masal, Kikam Rav Shimon Rav Kananim, where Taisa is bothered that Lechayr, when Rav Shimon Elazar taught us the din, he told us if you find the item, Bechol Mokim Sharab Mitzuyin Hashem, Hare'il Shalom, Pnesha Bail Messiahishim, and Taisis Es, Vim Taima, Imke, Matzar Tam, Pnesha Bail Messiahishim. If you're telling me that Rav Shimon said this, but then, but the gay Rav Knanim, so why do we have to say, because the Bailim on Messiahish, Tam Lim, the Ash Litlois, the Knanim Nafal, the Havrubot, the Lacher, we should just say that the reason why you should keep it, because when you find this item, since Rav the people that are in this area are Knanim, therefore you could be told that this item fell from a Knadi, and there's no Chiv HaShavas Aveda to return something to a guy. And Taisis explains, Vish Lima, the Istrich, the Filo Yedea Vade, Shemisol Nafal Ka'amar, Hare'el Shaloi, the Mafsa Messiahish, that even if you would know that certainly this item fell from a Jew, and for example, if the item that you found is something that only Jews would use, then Rav Shimon Loza is still teaching us that even though you know that this belongs to a Yid, you still don't have a Chiv and responsibility to return it, as certainly that Yid would have been Miayish, as he would think that a guy picked it up, since there are Rav Knanim in this area, and that's why Rav Shimon Loza stated, Mepnei Shabbailu Messiahishim. The Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your raya to the Shailas from a Brisa, as the Brisa states, Hamwitz and Mois, Babata Kinsias, Babata and Majoshis, of the Chomokab Sharab Matsu and Sham, Hare Ilu Shalom, Mepnei Shabbailu Messiahishim. That if someone finds money in a base Knesset or a base Medrash, or in any place where there's Rabbim that are there, the din is that he could keep it, because the Bailam Messiahish, the Gemara states, Man Shamitle, the Azul Basaruba, Rav Shimon Ben Loza, who was the man the Omar who taught us that when there are many people in the area, the din is that Hare Ilu Shalom, and you could keep it, Mepnei Shabbailu Messiahishim. That is the Shita Rav Shimon Ben Loza. And Lamaisa, this Brisa gives us a case of a base of Knesset and base Medrash, and certainly that's an area where Rava the people are Yisraelim, and Shemas Minoah, Afilu Rav Yisrael Nami, and therefore we see that Rav Shimon Ben Loza stated his din even when they were Rav Yisraelim. And the Gemara responds that you can't bring Raya for this Brisa to the Tzad that Rav Shimon Ben Loza even said his din by Rav Yisraelim, as Hachamai Eskinim of Huzarin, we could say that the Brisa is talking about a case where this money was spread out and was scattered, and therefore it wasn't a Simon, and that's why the Bailam was Messiahish. And the Gemara is, even if Huzarin, if we're talking about a case where the money was scattered, my area makim shirab mitzuyin sham, I feel the inner rab mitzuyin sham. So why did Brisa specify that it had to be an area where there are many people there, even if there wouldn't be many people there? Certainly, since there is no simin, therefore the bailam on messiahish, and therefore you should be able to keep this money. And therefore the Gemara explains that loilim bitzruin. Really, we're talking about a case where the money was piled up or was tied together, or as some agrees tiburin v'hachem mayeskinim bebatik tesiyah shel kananim. And over here we weren't talking about areas where there were Rav Yisrael, and instead we were talking about an area where it was Rav Knanim, and even though generally we tie to Beis HaKnesses as a place where we go to daven, however, the word Batei Knesses means any gathering place where people gather together, and there were also areas where Goyim would gather together, and that is what the Bryce is referring to. And Ein Chinami, we can't bring a raya as to the Shita of Rav Shimon Ben Loza in a case where it was Rav Yisrael. And as Rashi says, Knesses Asifas Mokim Shemiskanshin Shom Lisyayis Vilivoid. And the Gemara continues that is a very nice pshat, but again, Batei Knesses, but Batei Midrashis Mayik Lameima, but the Maisa the Bryce also talks about Batei Midrashis, and certainly Batei Midrashis refers to places where we go learn, and that is only relevant to Klal Yisrael and not to Goyim, and therefore we see that it's talking about a case where there's Rav Yisraelim, and even so, Rav Shimon Ben Loza still says his din, that Arayu Shaloi. Gemara responds, Ein Echanami, Batei Midrashis Didon, we're talking about our Batei Midrashis, the Yosef people Kananim, and there were Kananim that were there, and as Rashi explains, Shehin Chutz La'ir, as the Batei Midrashis used to be outside of the city, Umashim Bat Kananim Lishma, and they would hire Goyim to guard it. Therefore, the Gemara says, Hashda Aslachi, now that you explain that the case of Batei Midrashis is talking about a Jewish-based medrash, and there were Kananim that were there to guard it, and therefore it would make sense when this Brisa speaks about Batei Knesses right next to Batei Midrashis, that we're also referring to Batei Knesses Nami Didan, the Yasvibu Kananim, is actually referring to a shul, and there were Kananim that were guarding it. And the Mefarshim are bothered that L'chayr, if we're talking about Batei Knesses and Batei Midrashis that are used by Jews, and even though there are some Shomrim over there, but certainly that's not the Rav, and how could we say that's considered Rav Kananim? And the Mefarshim explained that since these non-Jewish gods would be there all the time, and they wouldn't have much to do while they were there, therefore they were always looking around, and they were the ones that would generally find anything that was left around, and therefore we consider these a case of Rav Kananim, as they would generally be the ones that found any Matzias. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your Raya from a Mishnah Maseches Machshirin, as Matzah Ba'aveda, if you find an Aveda in the area where there are many people, in Rav Yisrael Chayv L'Hachriz, then if there's mostly Yisraelim there, then you have to return it, and in Rav Kananim Ein Chayv L'Hachriz, and if there's Rav Kananim, then you don't have to return it. And once again, the Gemara points out, Man Shamisle, the Amaz Lina Basruba, Rav Shimon Loza, who is the man that holds when you have many people in the area, that the din is Hare'il Shaloi, because a person will be Mafkarit and a person will be Miyayish, that is going according to Shita Rav Shimon Loza, and Shamis Minah, Kikam Rav Shimon Loza, Brave Kananim, Al Brave Yisrael Loi, and therefore we see clearly from this Mishnah that Rav Shimon Loza only stated his din, Benegay Rav Kananim, as he stated in Rav Kananim in Chayv Lachriz, but Benegay Rav Yisrael, he said, Chayv Lachriz, and therefore, this should be a riot to our Shaila. And the Gemara continues that you can't bring a riot from this Mishnah, but potentially we could say that Rav Shimon Lazar goes Basar Rav, both Benegay, Rav Knanim, and even by Rav Yisraelim, and Hamani Rabbani, and this Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan, and Rabbanan Achelik on Rav Shimon Lazar, Benegay a case where it was Rav Yisraelim, and the Gemara continues and states that L'chayra, if you're telling me that this Mishnah in Machshirin is going like Rabbanan, so Tifshim Nina, the Maidulay Rabbanan, Rav Shimon Lazar, Rav Knanim, so we should be able to be Peshad our other Shaila, that the only time the Rabbanan argued on Rav Shimon Lazar is only Benegay Rav Yisraelim, but Benegay Rav Knanim, they are not Chilik on Rav Shimon Lazar, and as the Mishnah stated in Rav Knanim, Ein Chayv L'Hachriz, the Gemara therefore says that Olein Rav Shimon Lazi, really we could say that this Mishnah Machshirin is going like Rav Shimon Lazar, Vafil B'Rav Yisrael Nami, and really Rav Shimon Lazar generally would say that even if there would be Rav Yisrael, the din is that Ein Chayv L'Hachriz, and you could keep the item that you found. However, V'Hachav Mayaskinan B'Taman, the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin is talking about a specific case where someone found an item that was buried, as Rashi says, the Kivin Tamnu, that since it's buried, Lava Vedi, it's not a Veda, as likely the person that placed it there and the person that buried this item knew that it was there, and he placed it there for safekeeping, and his intent was to come back and take it. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that if there are Rav Goyim in this area, then the person that finds this item could take it, because you could be toiler that it belongs to a Goy. However, if there are Rav Yisraelim in this area, then we have to be Choshish that maybe it belongs to Yisrael, and therefore you have to announce it, and you have a Chiv to return it. The Gemara continues, and asks, Ibit Tamun, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin is talking about a case where you found an item that was hidden, that was concealed, how could the Mishnah state that ain't a chayv l'hachriz and you could keep it and you could take it, but l'chayr you shouldn't be able to take it at all and you should have to leave it there, because v'atzan, as we will learn in the Mishnah on daf chaf hem beis, matzah kli ba'ashba, if you found a keli that's in a garbage dump, mechusa lo yigabay, and if you found a kli and it was concealed and it was covered over very well, we don't consider that an aveda, and therefore you shouldn't take it, as the ma'aser the bailum left it there and he had a das that he's going to come back to get it. However, megula neitul makriz, if you found a kli in a garbage dump that was revealed and it wasn't hidden, then you should take it and you'd be machriz and you should announce it. The Gemara answers that in a chanami, that this item was tamun and it was in an ashpa, but could amra papa ba ashpa she'in asu lefanais v'nimel chalal lefanaisa, hachanami ba ashpa she'in asu lefanais v'nimel chalal lefanaisa, that the case is where a person put an item into a garbage dump and this garbage dump was never cleared out, and as Rashi says, regilum hayo baylum l'nichol yom rabim v'loy lefanaisa miyad, that the owner would keep his garbage in this area and he wouldn't clear it out that often, and therefore the person that left his item there, he knew that he had a long time to come back and get it, and that's why he left it and he thought that it would be secure in that area. However, ultimately the owner of this garbage dump decided that he's going to clear it out immediately, and therefore someone that finds it should either take it or it'll become hefka and the owner may lose it, and therefore it's better for him to now take it. And the asul lefanes aved midasi, as if it would be asul lefanes, then it's aved midas shami afana, as the person that placed it there should have realized that it would be cleared out and he would lose his aveda, and therefore anyone that finds that item should be able to keep it. And ultimately, from this Mishnah in Machshirin, you can't bring a raya to the tzad of Rav Shimon Lazar as to what he would hold in a geya case where you lost an item in a regular area. Since this item was not tamun in the ashba, therefore there is no tzad to say that the person that lost it actually placed it there, and certainly this item is an aveda, and since they're rabbi mitzuyin sham, it could be Rav Shimon Lazar would say that even if there would be Rav Yisrael, that the person that finds it would be able to keep it. And we continue on daf chaptal on beis, and the Gemara states, V'yiseimo, or I can tell you, lo'ilin Rabbanan, really the Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin is going according to the Shita Rabbanan, and Rabbanan argue on Rav Shimon Lazar, and as Rashi says, if she'in etamun, and it's not talking about a case where this item was hidden away, v'le'tif sheminar demoydelei b'rev kananim, and even so, you can't be pashit that Rabbanan are moyde to Rav Shimon Lazar in the case of Rav Kananim, as mik tani hein shaloi, and the Mishnah states that someone found the aveda that im Rav Kananim ain't a chayv l'hachriz, that you don't have to return it. It doesn't say that harei shaloi, that you could actually keep it, and it says you're not chayev to announce it. And the Rabbanan actually hold that since there's Rav Knanim, therefore you don't have to announce it, as since there's Rav Knanim, therefore we have to be choshish that this item belongs to a Knani, and there's no chayev of Hashavas Aveda. However, l'maisa, the Rabbanan do not agree to Rav Shimon Lazar that the person that finds it could actually keep it. And as Rashi states, v'shaloi nami loy have, and the person that found it cannot keep it, d'loy azur Rabbanan basaruba b'mayna, as Rabbanan achilik on Rav Shimon Lazar completely, and they say that even though it is Rav Knanim, we still have to return it to the legitimate owner, and we would have to return it to Yisrael, as we don't go basaroi by a case of mamonis. And really, the Rabbanan hold via niach ad the yaisi Yisrael via be simon of a shakel, that you leave it until Yisrael comes and it gives you his proper simon, and then he'll be able to take it. But the ma'isa, since they're Rav Knanim, therefore the Rabbanan hold that you don't have to announce it. But in a chenami, the Rabbanan argue on Rav Shimon Lazar, as Rav Shimon Lazar would say that a reul shaloi, and since there's Rav Knanim, therefore the person who found it could actually keep it. keep it. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya, and this will be a raya to our first question: if Rav Shimon Elazar only states his din b'degei Rav Knanim, or even b'degei Rav Yisraelim, the Amr Rav Asi that Rav Asi stated, and therefore this raya would be from a member of the Amira, or some agrees to Amr Rav Yisi, and therefore the raya would be from a brisa. And the Gemara states Matzah Chavis Yayim be'ir Shuv b'Knanim Mutaris b'Shem Mitziyah v'Asur b'Anah, that if someone finds a barrel of wine in a city with his Rav Knanim, then since there's Rav Knanim, therefore you don't have to announce it, and you don't have the chiyuv of Hashavas Avida. However, it's still also for you to have enough from it based on the fact that it's Rav Knanim, and therefore we have to be chayshish that it's Yayin Nesach. And the Gemara in a moment will ask that lechiyuv if it's also banah, then what it would be the nafkamina that we state mitaris b'shem mitziyah if the person that found it can't have enough from it anyway. And the Gemara continues by Yisrael v'nasim basimin mitaris b'shtiyah l'maitzah. However, if Yisrael comes and gives a simon to prove that this barrel of wine belongs to him, then we see that it's not Yayin Nesach, although the person that found it would not have to return it, as l'maitzah was in the area where it was Rav Knanim, and therefore the owner must have been Miyayish. But ultimately, since he now knows that this Chavish Shel Yayin originally belonged to Yisrael, therefore it's not Yayin Nesach, and the person that found this barrel of wine can now drink this wine. Once again, the Gemara continues and points out, Kaman, Kirab Shem Melazah, L'chir, it is going like Rav Shem Melazah, that since there was an ear, Sheru B'Knanim, and this area where you found a barrel was in a place where there were many people, so therefore you could keep it. And Shema Mino, Kikam Rav Shem Melazah, B'Rav Knanim, that we see from here that the only time Rav Shem Melazah said his din is only when it were Rav Knanim, al Rav Yisrael loy. But if it were Rav Yisrael, then you would not be able to keep it. And the Gemara answers, la ilu im lachar Rav Shimon Elazar afilu Rav Yisrael nami kama. Then really, we could say that Rav Shimon Elazar states his din even when there are many people and they were Rav Yisrael, and even in that case, the din is harei lo shaloi, and you could keep it. Rav Asi savala kavasi bechada upal gla bechada, and it's possible Rav Asi held like Rav Shimon Elazar ben negei the din that you would be able to keep an item if you found in an area where there were Rav Knanim, but he's clearly on Rav Shimon Elazar in the case of Rav Yisrael, and if there's Rav Yisrael, then you would not be able to keep it. But Rav Shimon Elazar himself holds that it doesn't make a difference if there were Rav Knanim or Rav Yisraelim, that you would always be able to keep it. And I in top Taisis on this Amid, where Taisis says, Sava Kavasu Bechada, V'loi Boi L'meimid the Sava Karabanan, and we didn't want to say that Rav Asi holds like Karabanan, the Imkain, Tifshe, the Moid Rabbanan, Rav Knanim, as if so, we would be able to bring a Raya that Rabbanan are Moid to Rav Shimon Elazar in the case of Rav Knanim. When we call Mokim, Taisis points out, Yeish Lufshoi, Dalach Kamaisa, Rav Knanim. However, since Rav Asi brings down this din, therefore we will at least be able to be Peshit, the fourth Shaila of our Gemara and Daf Chavdal Medalev, and we'd be able to be Peshit that we passing like Rav Shimon Elazar, at least in the case of Rav Knanim. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'chim Achad Asir Banah, that since originally we said that if you found an area of Rav Knanim, then it's considered Os Banah, as we have to be Peshit that it's Yayin Nesach, Mutaris Meshim Mitziyah, L'may Hilchasah, and who cares that you're allowed to keep this item if L'mais is Os Banah, and Amar Rashi, L'kan Kano, in the Chanami, the person who finds this item would not be able to drink the wine and not have enough from the wine, as we Peshit that's maybe Yayin Nesach. However, Rav Asi is teaching us the Mutaris Meshim Mitziyah, and therefore the person that found it could keep the barrel, and certainly he could have enough from the barrel. And of course, this gets into the shayla of bliyos of a barrel that had yayin nesach in it. And the Gemara continues with a story: Ahu gavad yeshkach abozuzi the tzaidu besedina v'shadu benabiran, that there was a person that found four coins that were tied up in a cloth, and it was thrown into a river called Biran. Also, kamed Rabbi Huda, and it came in front of Rabbi Huda. Amalei zil akriz, and he said that even though it was thrown into the river, you still have to go and announce it, and you can't keep it. And the Gemara asks, bazuta shel yamu, that the ma'aseh is a case of zuta shel yam. We know the din is by zuta shel yam that a reyu shloi, and you could keep it. And the Gemara answers, shani nar biron, keeping the miska loy miayish, that since they built into this nar these different mechsholim and avonim and stone v'stimas geda shoisel dogim, and they made fences in the sea in order to capture fish v'loy miayish, and therefore a person not miayish sova lo yuchal nar lo lichem chutzul mechsholim, as he thought that the river will not be able to drag his coins out further than these areas where there is mechsholim, and v'regilim hayu l'seichel l'akaisa v'lachreisa shishatvu meimav, and it was the standard that they would go and clean out the river, and this was a process called dragging where they would clean out the river, and at that point they would find these coins, and therefore he was never miayish. And the Gemara is for Ruba Knanim Ninu, that Lemaisa in this area that were Rav Knanim, therefore as Rav Shimon Elazar taught us, the person that lost this item would actually think that the person that would actually find it at some point would be a Knani while he's dragging this river, and therefore once again he would be a miayish, and therefore why can't the person that found it keep it, and why Rabbi Huda Paskin Zil Achriz, therefore Shema Mino in a lach Rav Shimon Elazar feel brave Knanim, and L'chari we should be able to be Peshit this last Shaila that Halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon Elazar even in the case of Rav Knanim, and the din is that Chayv L'Hachriz, and the Gemara answers Shani Nahar Biron, the Yisrael Sachulei V'Yisrael Karulei, that even though this area had Rav Knanim, however the workers that would actually create this dam and most of the workers that would dredge this area were Yisraelim, and therefore Kivin Yisrael Sachulei Emi Yisrael Nafal, since the Yisraelim were the ones that dug these dams, therefore we will say that like likely this item fell from Yisrael, and therefore there's a chiyuv hashavah, v'kiyum Yisrael karle, and since the Yisraelim were the ones that were dredging this area, loy miayish, so therefore the owner will not be miayish, as he will say that certainly a Jew will find it when they're dredging this river, and therefore he won't be miayish, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda said that in this case the din is zil achriz, they have to return it, and you have to announce it. And the Gemara continues with the story. Rabbi Yehuda have a shock of azul basrei de mashmul b'shukah de beidaisa. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind his Rabbi Shmuel in the marketplace of beidaisa. Rashi explained that this marketplace would sell daisa shemeichun sham chitim ketushal daisa, that it would sell over there crushed wheat which was used for cereal v'rabim mitzuyin sham, and there were many people that were found there. And amalei matzukan anakimau, and Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel what would be if we found a wallet. And amalei and Shmuel responded to Rabbi Yehuda, harei ilu shaloi, you'll be able to keep it as they arrive kananim. And Rabbi Yehuda continued and asked Shmuel, by Yisrael v'nasu basimin mau, what would happen if Yisrael comes and gives you a simin, what would be the din? And amalei and Shmuel responded to Rabbi Yehuda, chay lahachzir, then you would be responsible to return it to the Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, tati, that l'chayrit is a steer between you two psukim, as originally you're paskin that you could keep it because they're rave kananim, and therefore the Yisrael would have been mafkarit and would have been miayish, and now you're telling me that if Yisrael comes and gives a simin, they would have to return it to him. And the Gemara states, amalei, so Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, l'fenu mishur sedin, that in a chanami, I'm just telling you the way to act, l'fenu mishur sedin, and therefore you should give it back to the Yisrael. However, in a chanami, la'alocha, you really don't have to give it back, as we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Malaza, that you're not chayiv l'hachriz, and you could keep an item that was found in an area that's Rabbi Mitzuyin Sham, where it was Rav Knanim. And the Gemara continues, ki hod avud Shmuel, just like in the story with the father Shmuel, eshka chane chamori b'medbar v'adrin l'mareo l'basa treisi achishasa l'fnu mishur sadin, that the father of Shmuel found donkeys that were lost for 12 months, and therefore certainly the bailum were miayish, and even so he returned it to the owner based on this concept of l'fnu mishur sadin. And Taisis asks on Rashi, that l'chira, even though they were already lost for 12 months, but certainly a person won't be miayish, as the person will think that anyone that finds these donkeys will actually think that they were just lost, and therefore they will announce it, and therefore the original owner would not be mafkarit and would not be miayish. Therefore, Taisus explains, Pirish hein atzman hechzer, that Shmuel's father returned the actual donkeys, afgav lo hayitzarich litin, rak demein, and even though he already held on to them for 12 months before the owner came to claim them, even though the Gemara daf chav chesam and beis will teach us that kol davish oisav oichol mitapel boy yud beis chodesh, but mikam ve'ilich sham demein menichon, that you don't have to keep the actual animal and you could turn the value. And even so, the father Shmuel kept these donkeys and he returned the actual donkeys, which was l'fnu mishur sadin. And Ayin Taisis that state that we learned the din of l'fnu mishur sadin from a pasuk that states v'yidatul mansader kielchoba v'samaisa shiyason. Ayin Taisis, why our Gemara did not bring that pasuk? And Taisis also brings another pasuk from Mishlei that states l'man telich b'derek tovim ayin sham. The Gemara continues with another story. Rava have a shakel v'azul basreid Rav Nachman. Rava was walking behind his Rabbi Rav Nachman, which was a derek covered b'shukah de galdoi, and he was walking in the marketplace of tanners of Armilah, and some say b'shukah rabbanan, that was in the shuk called the shuk rabbanan, and even though it was called the shuk rabbanan, they were rave kananan umunsuyin sham amalei matzakan anaki mau. And Rava asked Rav Nachman, what would happen if I found a wallet? Would I have to return it or not? And amalei, Rav Nachman responded to Rava, harei ula shaloi, that you could keep it, which is the same psak as Shmuel gave to Rabbi Yehuda. Rava continued and asked the same question, Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, and by Yisrael v'nas basimin mau, what would happen if Yisrael came and gave a simin? Would I still be able to keep it? And amalei, Rav Nachman responded back to Rava differently than Shmuel responded to Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, harei ula shaloi, you could still keep it. And he didn't pass him like Shmuel, the chayv lahachzer, because of l'fnu mishur sadin, and he said you could keep it. Rava continued and asked, v'aloi oimer v'tzaveach, the lemaisa, the Yisrael standing there, and he's screaming that he was never miayish. And the Gemara answers, nasa k'tzaveach habesa shenofel v'atzvinasa shetav yam, that even so, we consider it as if a person screaming on his house that already fell down, crying over his ship that already capsized and already sunk, and certainly this will not bring back his house or his sfina, and in this case as well, since they arrived kananim, therefore the stoma is that he was already miayish, and therefore Rav Nachman passed him for Rava that you could keep this item and you don't have to return it. The Gemara continues, ahu dayoy, there was a vulture, the shokel bisra b'shuka, and some are not gurus b'shuka, but this vulture came and grabbed a piece of basa, the shadi b'tzanisa, the bay b'amerion, and he threw it between the palm trees of a person named b'amerion, also kameid abaya, and b'amerion came in front of abaya, amulei, and abaya said, zil shkol nafsheich, that you could keep this basa. And the Gemara asked, v'rubid Yisrael nenu, the lemaisa, roivo the basa in this town, were from Yisrael, and shmas mino, halach grab shim and loza, filu b'rev Yisrael, and l'chay, we should be able to bring a rai from here, that halacha follows Rav Shimon Malaza, that even if there's Rav Yisrael, that a Yisrael will be miayish in a case where there were many people around and someone loses something, as ultimately he thinks that the person that will find it will either be from the myriad of people that are goyim, and certainly they won't return it to him, and even if it will be Yisrael, it's possible that this Yisrael is not careful with the dinim of Hashavas Aveda, and they will also not return it to him, and therefore he will be miayish. And the Gemara responds, they have no raya from this din of Abaya that we pass along Hashem Melazah even by Rav Yisrael, as Shani Dayoi the Chazuta Shalyam Dami, as in the case of a vulture, that's different, as this is a case like Zuta Shalyam, and even if the item would have a simen, there's a chiddush based on a pasuk that you could keep this item. The Gemara continues and asks, for Amrav, Basar Shin Salman Ayin, also, the Lemaisa, how could Abaya paskin that Bar Marion could keep this Basar and could eat it, if Lemaisa, it should be considered Basar Shin Salman Ayin, and even though it is only Mia Knanim, meat should still be also based on being Basar Shin Salman Ayin. And the Gemara answers, that we're talking about a case where the person was standing there and we saw where the vulture took this meat from, and therefore we know that the Basar was kosher and it was not Basar Shin Salman Ayin. Ayin entices that even though the Gemara comes out that the Chiddush of Rav of Basar Shin Salman Ayin is not something that we really passing like, however, the Gemara is asking that even if we wouldn't hold like Rav, that generally there's a problem of Basar Shin Salman Ayin, but certainly in a case where we saw that the vulture dropped this meat into this area, then certainly in that case we should be choshish that maybe the vulture brought it from an area that was very far away, where there was an area that was Rav Kananim. And the Gemara answers that the case was that we were actually Eimid and Ra'o, and we actually saw that the vulture took it from an area where Rav of the butchers were Jewish. Therefore, since we don't pass on like Rav, so we don't have to be choshish for Basar Shin Salman Ayin, and according to Rav, we would have to explain that we're talking about a scenario where we actually saw that the vultures took it from a Jewish butcher, and therefore we know that it's kosher, and it wasn't Basar Shin Salman Ayin. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chanina Matzah Gedi Shachar Bein Tveri L'Tzipari V'Tiruloi. Rav Chanina found a Gedi that was already slaughtered and was found between Tveri and Tzipari, and he umatir to him. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Ami Hitiruloi Mishum Metziah Ki Rav Shimon Laza, that they umatir him based on it being a Metziah, based on the din of Rav Shimon Laza, and they were also umatir this Basar to Rav Chanina Mishum Shchita Ki Rav Chananya B'nai Shor Rav Yisai Glili, as we will see, based on the din of Rav Chananya, the son of Rav Yisai Glili, the Tana is willed to the Brisa, HaReisha Avloi Gediyah V'Tana Goylov V'Holoch Matzan Shchutan, that someone lost his gedi or his chickens, and then he found that the shachet. Rabbi Yehuda Oisa, Rabbi Yehuda said it's asa. However, Rabbi Chananya b'nei Shor Rabbi Yisiglili matir, and Rabbi Chananya the son of Rabbi Yisiglili said it's muta. Amu Rabbi and Rabbi stated, Nirah and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda k'shematzon ba'ashba. I passed like Rabbi Yehuda when you found this animal or you found a chicken in a garbage dump, as the standard is that you would throw nevelos into a garbage dump. Therefore, the likelihood is that this animal or this tanagal was a nevela, and therefore it's asa to eat. However, Divrei Rabbi Chananya b'nei Shor Rabbi Yisiglili k'shematzon ba'bayis, and if you found this chicken or you found this gedi in a home or in an area that's not a garbage dump, then we wouldn't be choshish and we would hold like Rav Chananya that it's mutter to eat. And the Gemara continues with the tiru loy mishum shchita, by the fact that we said that's mutter for Rav Chanina to eat this meat, therefore it must be that Rubi Yisrael knew that Rav of the people in this area were Yisraelim, and therefore we weren't choshish that this meat was shechted by a non-Jew and therefore it wasn't an avela, and that's why Rav Chanina could eat it. And l'chiru, by the fact that we said that he was able to keep it and he didn't have to go and announce it, shamis mina, so we see from here, halach korupshim malaza, feel the brave Yisrael, that when you find something in the area where there are many people, that even if there's Rav Yisrael, Rav Shim Malaza still says, harei elu shaloi, and you don't have to return it. And the Gemara responds, amar Rava, that's not a raya from this story, as Rav Kananim, Rav Tabach Yisrael, that we're talking about a case that in this area there were Rav Kananim, however, Rav of the people that were Sheikhdim were Yisraelim, and since most of the people were Kananim, therefore he was able to keep this Metziah, and since most of the butchers in this area were Yisraelim, that's why he was able to eat it. And you have to be choshish that maybe it's nevela. The Gemara continues. Rav Ami Ashkach Pagia Shchutos Ben Tveri LeTzipari. Rav Ami found pigeons that were shechted between Tveri and Tzipari. Also, Kamed Rav Asi, and he came to Rav Asi to ask a shayla. Va'ami lo leKamed Rav Bechlan, and some say he came in front of Rav Bechlan. Va'ami lo beMidrash, and some say he came to the Beis Medrash. Va'amulei, and he responded to him Zil Shkol Nafshach, that you could take it for yourself. Once again, we're talking about a case of Rav Ketanim, Rav Tabach Yisrael, and therefore there's no raya to the shayla we had regarding Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. And in Taisa Dil Maskel, also Kamed Rav Asi, that Taisa points out that even though we generally bring down Rav Ami before Rav Asi, and therefore we see that Rav Ami is more choshev than Rav Asi, even so, ain't tema shabala fun lishol, even so, it makes sense that Rav Ami, who is greater than Rav Asi, would still go to ask Rav Asi a shayla. And as Taisa says, l'fisha chaver haya, that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were friends, aval igasin Rav Abba kosha, Rav Abba haya talmid shor Rav Ami, that l'maisa Rav Abba was a talmud Rav Ami, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that Rav Ami would go and ask a shayla from Rav Abba, who was his talmud, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Ashkach Kibur Da Azli Be'az Luye, that Rav Yitzchak Nafcha found a roll of string that trappers used to make nets, and it was an area where the trappers used to be. So also come to Rav Bechlan, and he came to Rav Bechlan. Some say he asked the Shaila in the Beis Medrash for Amulei, and he responded to him Zil Shkol Nafshech, that since you found it in an area where there are many people, and L'chari we're talking about a case where there was Rav Kananim, and therefore all would agree that you could take it for yourself, and we will stop over here.